This is Caitlin Brickman from Team Electron in Physics 180B. I'm going to talk a little bit about opinions and critical thinking. We've talked a lot about this subject in this class, and I definitely have very strong feelings about it, so I'm happy to talk about it some more. Before we talked about the word opinion in our group discussion, I had sort of confused it with the word belief. And I think a lot of people probably do that. I guess I thought that you could have an opinion and it didn't have to be well-informed and you didn't have to have a factual basis for it. It was more of a personal feeling about something, maybe derived from personal experiences or personal beliefs, a belief system, a religion, whatever you may derive your opinions from. I pretty much thought that was okay. That doesn't mean that I appreciate everybody's opinions on everything, but everyone is entitled to his or her opinion. That's sort of a popular belief. However, after discussing opinions a little bit more, I guess I now have a little more complex view of what a real opinion is. A real opinion should have factual basis, should be well informed. Before you purport to have an opinion on anything, you should have gathered information to support your opinion. Otherwise, it's not really an opinion, or at least it's not a good opinion. And if you have no factual basis for it, if you have nothing really to support your opinion, then frankly, somebody who's knowledgeable about the subject could easily sort of debunk your opinion. If you have no way to defend yourself, if you have no facts to back you up, then ultimately your opinion is not an opinion, it's a belief. And beliefs are different. And this is something that I did always kind of feel to be true. A belief is more of a personal feeling or more of an idea you have about something or some subject that doesn't necessarily have a factual basis. That's why I don't really hold any beliefs. I'm a non-believer. I prefer to hold educated opinions about things, and I respect people who also hold educated opinions about things. And as far as critical thinking is concerned, having an educated opinion versus a belief is absolutely necessary, because the first step in any type of critical thinking is gathering the facts necessary to, you know, back up whatever stance you're eventually going to take on something. You have to collect all the information possible and go from there. If you come into it biased, as most of us do, and don't have the actual factual basis, then you're not thinking critically, you're just believing something. And as we've learned, that isn't critical thinking. As far as problem solving and physics is concerned, I mean, for me personally, gathering the facts is probably the most important part. Putting them down in front of me before I form any kind of opinion about what I'm thinking about or what I'm doing, just gathering all the information I possibly can, put it together, and thinking about it. You know, maybe thinking about it for 30 seconds or maybe 10 minutes, half an hour. But regardless, before you state that something is fact, before you continue and you present an answer or some reasoning, then frankly, you should analyze the information that is there. And if you don't do that, then really, you don't have the right to present an opinion on things. And you can present your belief, but a scientist, a real scientist, is not going to lend much credence to a belief. For me personally, I've disagreed with many people on the use of opinion. One person I'm constantly disagreeing with is a very good friend of my parents, a good friend of the family who I love dearly, but who is so strongly influenced by his sort of small-town Midwestern upbringing, and just the fact that he was surrounded by conservatives for most of his life, that he he can't look at the facts in any kind of objective way at all, which drives me crazy because I feel like I'm willing to discuss with him some of these things. I'm a raging liberal, but I have some, conservative tendencies in small, minute ways, and I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to talk about the facts. And, what I want to know is what works and what doesn't. I mean, if we're talking about politics, the thing that I hate about, well, I won't say about all conservatives, but about the way that he presents his beliefs is that this is the one way, the only way, and he really doesn't have any factual basis for why that is the case. And I find that his beliefs become so much more a part of his argument than his opinions. And we often get into, nitpicky little arguments about what one word or another means, or, is that really a fact or is this, just a belief? So I definitely think it would be better if when we had these types of discussions, we could follow a problem-solving method instead of just kind of being ruled by emotions or beliefs. And in general, this country would probably do much, much better if the people making the major decisions could do the same thing. What works? Do we have proof that some system works better than another? That more people are happier and more successful under one system than under another. Let's do it the scientific way. Let's not just be ruled by our beliefs. But ultimately, I think this is a country ruled by beliefs and not by well-informed opinions. I don't know when that will change or if, politics in general could ever be that scientific. So, anyways, that is the end of this audio discussion for me.